And then work that dirt to it, don't break it, it'll work it to it. I was slow going back in them days. Had a chair sitting in here now. I think it. It's over a year old or no.
That chair? When y'all moved, I was going to ask you, you did move a lot because your daddy moved around. You had to move all the...
Oh, yeah, we had to move. Sometimes we had to move two or three times a year on kind of sawmill. And I had to go for further work and all. One time we had bought a big tent. We lived in that tent. We put the sawmill up. We put that pretty close to a good spring of water. We put that tent up. And that was a good living. And had the mosquito net all the way around the tent. You take that for the tent and roll it up and leave the mosquito net down there and all the way around. It'd be a cool air could come in there all the way around then. And we had an old gas drum there, old 50-gallon gas drum. And the cold weather made us a heat out of it. Boy, that thing would run you out of that tent. The tent was 6 foot long. Each way, 50-foot square. She had a kitchen and everything in it. Yeah. It had no floor or nothing in it. I think it would keep you warm.
Now, those old-time houses, didn't they have a kind of a... Did you ever see a kind of a room that would go straight back through the middle of the house?
Oh, yeah, they had a hole.
Yeah.
Hole would go through. I got a log house built down here. Fort Gaines, I got a room on this side and a room on that hole.
Yeah.
Hole goes through there. Shut up!
The rooms that the family stayed in mostly were called,
Yeah, family rooms.
Mm-hmm.
They have, some of them had the, what's it called, company rooms. But they, most of them were the bedroom, for the whole family that's going to sleep. Back in them days, they were living. Back in them days, they don't live now.
Yeah. That 16-room house, what were the rooms in it? It must have had a that you lived in.
Oh, it was that room and that. I made with the room, all of them looked the same. It was 20 by 20.
Yeah.
20 square.
What room was that?
Upstairs, downstairs, all the east room.
Uh-huh.
Oh, except the parlor, and others had a parlor there. And the parlor had a, it kind of hard to measure hit in the way it was built. It had a big old round post about that big around, sit right up in the center of it. Then the room made on the round part, made around. Then had a row of glass windows went all the way around that, the glass windows right together, That's around that parlor, and it had a pearl brick. All right in front of the house, everything in front of the fireplace.
Uh-huh.
All that was brick, big mirrors, and all that turned on it. All the arms, legs, everything in there was fancy in it. Parlor like that now cost you $1 million.
You didn't have a bedroom now. I mean a bathroom. You said you had what outside?
I had the outhouse.
Okay.
But they ring the bell when the bathroom come in. Then the bell run the room off from the house. Put the bathroom. And then had the water tank out there. That old gas thing, then you pump the water up in the tank. Didn't have no pressure tank like that.
You had a place where you store canned goods?
Oh, yeah. It had a cellar. Had a cellar up under the house. And my mother put canned peaches and all that there and fill that full. And she put sausages in there, hang the sausages up. They had the sausages dried up by the little thing when we were cooking them. They pop open.
Yeah.
Boy, you talk about something good, but it was good.
What about food? Where you cook?
It had a kitchen that's where we right now. But, oh, they cook with wood, like you've been big, got that big range up there.
Yeah.
That way we had to cook. one old gas stove, electric stove back in them days.
But the kitchen was off from the house, wasn't it?
Yeah, some of the kitchen was, and some of them wasn't. But that big house we lived in, it, the kitchen built with the house.
Yeah.
Now, the old place had a kitchen built from the
garage.
It built from here, out in them pine yonder from them pine, fresh them pines up there.
Yeah.
And the house, they had a walkway to go there, and then it covered over.
Breezeway or something like that?
Yeah, when it's raining, you can go in there.